to Engagement Head. I'm Sloppy Dave. This is show number 12.
And this is Thud. And yes, I finally found my book bag.
Well, congratulations. Where was it at?
Actually, I left it in the right place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, that reminds me, randomly, have you been to the TEC Pirate Rants webpage? Because they have a forum and someone wrote something to you.
Somebody wrote something to me?
Yeah,
I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, it's not important. It was just like, you should be glad you found your backpack because I've lost mine like 3 times or something.
Yeah, well, to the person who has lost theirs, I feel your pain because I lost one last semester and didn't get it back.
Weird. We're missing Chris tonight because he's at an audition in Raleigh.
Yeah, good luck.
We're missing Evan because he lost his voice, but he said he might stop by later and try to say something. Quinn's at IHOP.
Yeah,
which
bastard.
Makes no sense whatsoever. I called a 7:30 recording time, 7:57.
Right, and he went to IHOP, so thanks, Quinn.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's go ahead and start in with a week recap.
You want to go first? Yeah, I'll go first. My week recap wasn't too exciting. I had a lot of programming to do. I did get to eat a lot of wings from Wings Over Greenville the other night. That was really good. So that was the first that I've had this semester. Actually, that's the first that I've had since last semester's pledge recital. So they're really good. But do you want to go over your stuff?
Yeah, sure. All right, last week I fasted for 3 days, Monday through Wednesday. I typically fast 3 days a month if I can. Helps me stay healthy, invigorated, whatnot. But the thing is, Quentin and Chris were supposed to do it with me, and they dropped out on the second day.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it didn't really matter. It was just like, it's like they were like my support group, and then they dropped out. I don't know, whatever. All right, and then we had
Motown
concert on Saturday,
which I didn't feel was quite as good as last year, but it's still a rocking show.
I enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it when Dee's daughter sang. That was amazing.
It was.
I'd never heard her sing before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was cool. Me and Thud got to set up a table and break it down.
Yeah, we were the techies for the ECU Idol. And
yeah, it was interesting to say the least. Next up, one of our good friends, Marty, created a group on Facebook. Now, for those of you who don't know what Facebook is,
Why don't you? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, we have Caleb out in North Platte, Nebraska, who's like 48 listening to our show.
That's true.
Actually, he took himself off our Frapper map. I think he couldn't find any ladies.
Aw. Caleb, if you're still listening, man, put yourself back on there, dude.
Definitely.
We'll hook you up.
But anyway, Facebook essentially is a networking tool for colleges. And
right.
You can put up photos, you can talk to your friends, whatnot. It's a big waste of time,
actually. It is a big waste of time. It started out as so you could get to know people. But now it's a website that a lot of stalkers use. And,
it's just like MySpace.
Yeah, it's like MySpace. But you can only have access to it if you're a college student, if you have a college email address.
Yeah, but this is a thing. College faculty can be on it, too. Like, CK's on it.
Oh, right. Oh, I know.
And so this is what I'm worried about.
Dr. Bear is on there.
Well, they have groups on Facebook.
Right.
And you join these groups for no reason whatsoever, now that I think about it.
Yeah, really.
But anyway, this group Marty created, you may remember
Common
Marty.
Common interests,
I suppose. So you can hang out on the weekends. Not really.
All right, I'm swearing this about Marty.
Marty created this group called Dr. Carr Richardson is a Psycho Bitch. Nice. Let me just read the description. Actually, we'll alternate paragraphs.
Okay.
She may fool you into thinking that she's sweet and innocent at first, but once the semester kicks itself into gear, you better watch out. Don't know the answer to a question? Forgot your book? That bitch will bite your balls off.
I'm sorry, bite your balls off, that's funny. Alright, so if you understand where I'm coming from, you need to be a part of this group. Tell any other Carr Richardson victims who aren't in this group to definitely join. From Marty.
And it says, P.S., in case you were wondering, that's a picture from Psycho, when Norman Bates is about to kill the girl in the shower. It seemed very appropriate for this situation.
Right, so the thing that Dave and I...
Oh, and another thing is, under the contact info, it has creator Marty, email his email, and then office it says... A fiery pit in hell, room 216.
Of the school music.
My thing is, I had Dr. Carr Richardson, and I didn't really like her, to be honest, but I'm not going to join a group on Facebook.
Right, when she has access to it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
In fact, this
is stupid enough talking about it.
Right. Well, we're just trying to
throw
out a warning. Don't join the group
because I had some friends in it, and I told them they needed to get out, because CK could see that and tell her, and I mean, that just creates a whole...
Right. And also,
opportunity for disaster.
If Marty, if you're listening, man, go on and get rid of that. I'll probably see you later and tell you to do that. But
well, I think it's hilarious. Yeah, well, actually, I just wanted it for the show, and now I can, like,
yeah,
not deal with it anymore. True. I jotted down that I got back into cigars, which is pretty interesting. That considering last semester I was into cigars very heavily, I'll just put it that way. Over the past week, I've had I had a 6-month-old Padron 2000 Maduro, which is my favorite go-to cigar, but I had aged it 6 months, and it was amazing.
Nice.
The only problem is, Steven, you know how you have to keep things humidified.
Right.
I hadn't washed it over a month, and it's dry outside.
Oh.
They had all, like, dried out, so it was a little dry. I mean, it wasn't dried out to the point where it lost any flavor or anything, but, and I had to, that's why I have the distilled water in there now.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm trying to boost it back up.
Yeah, unlike the cigars that I was keeping that I just didn't put in anything. And
CAO Brazilian.
I'm sure if I lit one now, it would just go up in flames.
I'm pretty sure it would.
Yeah.
Word. And then I had a Gurkha Master Select Corona Gorda, which is good. It was pretty creamy.
Creamy.
Kind of a buttery taste with billows of smoke. It was nice. And then we found this place. Well, you found this
actually,
place.
Yeah, actually, my girlfriend Sam and I were riding down the road, and she was like, "Hey, Steven, there's a new tobacco store." And so I looked, and we went the next day. Sure enough, it's called Blackbeard's Tobacco here in Greenville, right off of Greenville Boulevard over by PetSmart and EB Games. And so I went in, and I was like, "Oh, my God, this place is awesome." They had what I like, pipes. They were selling, you know, Briar pipes. They ordered Peterson's, which is like one of the granddaddies of pipes. I mean, it's definitely some of the nicest, but there are nicer.
I like Peterson's.
Yeah, Peterson's are nice.
I have one Peterson.
And then they have, bastard, you got it for free.
Well, no, here's the thing. Someone on Club Stogie sent it to me.
Okay. Club Stogie, right. But anyway, so you can order Peterson's through them. And then I looked in their cigar room, and it was just enormous looking compared to the other one that we have here in Greenville at Fatty's.
Oh.
Which is, if you can imagine a walk-in closet minus about 4 feet wide, then you've got the cigar room at
It's like the size
Fatty's.
Of my desk.
Yeah, it's...
It's like the size of two of my desks.
There's enough room to stand and look at one wall and then turn around
and
look
then
at
the other one's in front of you.
Right, and the other one's in front
of you. But anyway, Blackbeard's Tobacco for all of you and Greenville that are interested in cigars and pipes.
And pipes. And it's awesome. And they also have some specialty cigarettes there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
I didn't notice that.
But
yeah, I was going to say it's on Greenville next...
Greenville
in
Boulevard.
In the same shopping center as Olive Garden.
Olive Pets Garden, PetSmart, Staples... EB
so
Games.
Hit it up. The owner's name is Tom. I'm sure we'll be going back probably like once a week or once every 2 weeks.
We had a really nice relaxing evening yesterday.
Yeah.
We went.
What did I have? I had a La Aroma de Cuba Monarch.
Yeah, I bought some new pipe tobacco. It's the African Queen Blend, and that was really nice.
So that's the end of my week, other than the beginning of this week.
Yeah,
but I mean,
same
it's not
here.
Important. So.
Same here. Pretty busy week. I have RE activities every day of this week.
Lame.
But, whatever.
All right, so let's queue up Pirate Rants.
Cool. All
right, Tuesday, February 14th, 2006. Does anyone else get the crack shocked out of them when they touch stuff on campus? I know I do.
I do too all the time, especially my car. All right, so the next one. So I've got a little situation. There are these two girls who are roommates, and I'm crazy about both of them. But I don't know which one to pursue. They are both unique, but also very similar. What should I do? Wow. How about both of them at the same time? That'd be my suggestion.
Oh, lordy.
Dude, I don't know what you should do. How about you just try to date them at the same time and see if they can't figure it out?
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. I'd have to give you mad
props.
Amy,
where are you going tonight? Oh, Mary, I've got this great hot date. Mary, where are you going tonight? Oh, I've got this
great hot date.
All right.
Yeah, okay. So
the next one is, my sweet mate has rage attacks and blames them. Amy and Mary, where did I get that from? Oh, my sweet mate has rage attacks and blames them on being pregnant. It's not my fault you got knocked up. Don't take it out on me when your hormones act up.
Wow. I don't even want to talk about that.
Me either.
It speaks for itself. All right. So from the Wednesday, February 15th edition. To the guy with the little situation, which is the one I just spoke about, are these two girls that you're crazy about even interested in you the slightest? Maybe you don't have a situation at all. That could be very true.
You know, that is very true. And I remember we were reading this in the car, and we had read the other one, and then we read this one. And everyone was like, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Right.
Thursday, February 16th, 2006. They should film Cops in Greenville.
That is awesome. I'm addicted to Cops.
Are you really?
I will lay in my bed until like 3 in the morning watching Cops.
I don't know if I could do that.
Or on Spike TV or Court TV. I love it. I love it.
But yeah, they should definitely film Cops in Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
At least once or twice or three times.
Yeah. Especially with all the ECU alerts.
Did
you see the new one? Somebody got like attacked at 8:45 last night.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's one. There's at least one a week. Sometimes 2 to 4.
Right.
So.
All right. And the last pirate rant of this week. Please turn off the heat in the Spate building because every classroom is 900 degrees.
Now my only thing is, you know, the music building is like at least 1,000.
Oh yeah. Degrees. See, we've got you beat. So.
I mean, come on.
We don't want to hear you bitch.
Yeah, but no. Here's the thing. When we go in there, we're in a practice room, and all of a sudden, someone faints or something. It's
right.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I've literally broken into a sweat in a
practice
room.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Profusely. And I mean, when you're practicing, you're not doing but so much movement. At least I'm not. I'm a voice major, so, you know, I'm singing. How much involvement is singing? And I've broken into a really heavy sweat.
Do you have any pirate rants of your own?
No, not this week. I'll
have
just
one.
Get myself in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. I just have a small one.
Okay.
The GTs and the GHBs at the galley, why can't you fix your toaster? It's not working. Like, half the time I go over there, they're like, yo, our toaster's not working, dog. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, could you, like, fix it?
Right.
Because this is the third time.
Actually, I do have a pirate rant, and mine's about the galley, too. I like their meatball subs.
I can't wait till we live off campus,
yeah.
So I don't have to deal with this BS
anymore. So the galley makes these really good meatball subs.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, well,
I didn't know.
I thoroughly enjoy them. But when they slice the bread, like, the meatballs are really thick. So, you know, they have to slice the bread so it'll hold the meatballs. But they slice it so far that once you have the meatballs in it, when you pick it up, the bottom breaks and the meatballs slide out.
Man.
Yeah. So, to the people at the galley who can't cut the bread right, thanks. All right, that's going to wrap up Pirate Rants.
Yo, this is Robin Eubanks. You're listening to Engagement Head.
Okay, so let's go into our last week's top 5 poll results. The topic was top 5 places to shoot someone. You want to read the...
Yeah, third place with one vote, Twit Bitch's foot on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that was Evans.
Yeah.
Second place with 3 votes, Sloppy Dave, Marty Wave. And that was Chris's.
What is a Marty Wave?
Well, you know... Oh, Lordy.
Sorry.
You know, no, it's cool. You know how Marty will, like, be 100 feet away from you and then go... Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not funny to our listeners.
Right. Okay. And first place with 8 votes. You want to do this at the same time?
Yeah, sure.
Helen Keller's kneecap
while she's
on
the
toilet.
That was fat. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was great. And I don't think that one needs any more explaining. I can't believe you came. Yeah, I can't believe you came up with
just
that.
Just wait till we come up with this time.
Yes.
The topic is top 5 things you'd take to a desert island.
Do you want to start?
I haven't done any thinking on this. Let me think just a second.
Okay, well, I've got one.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
Just kind of essentials. Maybe this is the Boy Scout in me. But I'm going to have to say a Swiss Army knife.
Well, that's a word.
Okay.
I'm going to say a foot bag for number 5.
Yeah, my number 5 was a Swiss Army knife, and Dave was
a foot bag.
Foot bag. Okay. For number 4, I'd say a bathing suit with no lining.
Okay.
So you can air your balls out, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yeah. my number 4 is a copy of Ender's Game, which is my favorite book.
Okay.
I'll definitely bring that.
For number 3, I'm going to say a laptop computer with the game in downloaded on it.
Nice.
Yeah. Because you got me addicted to that game.
Really?
With your link of the week, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I suck at it.
I'd have to say my number 3 is a laptop computer with the game N on it. Because that's actually what I was going to say.
Oh.
But anyway.
Were you really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
But, like, I was also going to have, like, internet connection, too.
Right.
But then I realized that wouldn't really be realistic.
Okay. Let's see. Number 2. Getting up there, gotta be funny. Still.
Yeah, these aren't funny at all yet, but I'm sure they will be as soon as I
number
think
2.
About, think about
I'm
it.
Gonna say,
oh, I got it. Oh, no,
a lambskin condom.
Why? Is there a lamb on your... I mean, is there a goat?
What's there could
on?
Be.
Oh, my God. I don't... Find the offer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, I got a really good one. All right, I got a for my number two. A tub of sand. How can you go wrong with a tub of sand on a desert island?
Oh, my God.
That's the worst one ever, too.
But it's so funny. A tub of sand. Wow.
Oh, okay, top ones.
Number one.
I have no idea.
Should
oh, man.
Can we think for a minute?
Yeah, you want to just... Here, let's click pause and we'll come back with them.
All right, and now that we're back, yeah. I think my number one is going to be a really hot, paralyzed, mute woman.
You jackass.
What?
Mine is dead Helen Keller. Because how can you go wrong with a tub of sand and dead Helen Keller on a desert island?
Okay.
I mean, she is a tub of sand if you think about her vagina.
Or a lamb. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, my top zero should be KY Jelly. I love you, Helen Keller. Oh, she won't hear me, never mind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'll be busy with my lambskin condom and paralyzed.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Wow, you're right.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, all right, the joke of the week. This is funny. I got it from collegehumor.com. collegehumor.com a few days ago. It's different descriptions of the shocker.
And
so let's alternate.
You want to describe the shocker real quick?
Sure.
The shocker, if you take your hand and you put your thumb and your ring finger together, you end up with your pointer finger and your middle finger together and your pinky by itself. And the reason it's called the shocker is because that's a form of fingering a girl. And here's the different names for it.
Surely.
You want me to go first?
It doesn't matter. These are awesome.
Yeah, these are awesome. This is probably the most common one. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
That's good. That's a good one.
Right.
I mean, obviously, that's the one that everyone knows.
Right.
So I started off with that one. Crimson 2, brown 1.
Okay. All right. Here's a new one for me. The muckfish.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I don't either.
But it's funny.
Okay.
Okay. Two in her rut, one in her butt.
Two in the ooh-la-la, one in the... Cha-cha, or is that caca?
I think it's caca.
Okay. Two in the ooh-la-la, one in the caca.
Word. Two in the baby maker, one in the patty caker.
Oh,
and I have to say, shout out to Patty Cake. He'll know what I mean.
All right,
you asshole, apparently.
Two in the beaver, one in the cleaver.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
my God.
Two in the bird, one in the turd.
Oh, this one's gross. Two in the blood, one in the mud. Oh.
It's like the Nile River.
It's like Dave's Tub of Sand with Helen Keller.
Oh, my jeez. Two in the boat, one in the moat.
Yes.
Oh, I love moats.
Oh, here we go. Two in the bush, one in the Cheney.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Shoot for the Cheney.
Shoot for the Cheney.
Two in the byway, one in the Hershey Highway.
Oh. All right, here we go. Two in the cake, one in the pudding.
All right, all right. Two in the camel toe, one in the anal hole.
Okay.
I know, seriously.
That's kind of straightforward. Okay. Two in the chink, one in the sphink.
That one's so good. I don't know if I'm making fun of Chinese people or what.
Oh, my God.
Two in the curtains, one in the hurtins.
Oh. Here we go. Two in the hole, one in the... other hole.
This one makes no sense whatsoever. Two in the, I see what you did there, one in the loo. What?
Okay, well, loo is the English word for bathroom.
I know that, but what you did there? I don't understand it.
I don't either. Okay. Okay, whatever. Two in the junk, one in the trunk.
Two in the one, one in the two.
Okay. Two in the Paris, one in the Hilton.
That's like one of my favorites. I think I'm going to use that one.
If you didn't hear that, because Dave was like, two in the Paris, one in the Hilton. That one's great.
Two in the Queefer, one in the Reefer.
Oh, my God. All right. Two in the Tootsie, one in the Roll.
Nice.
All right.
Two where it's hairy, one where it's scary.
Oh.
Oh, this next one's horrible.
Oh, my God. God. All right, here we go. Two where the cocks come, one where she talks from.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, girls. Although that does explain where we got our explicit tag from. Two where you fark her, one where it's darker. Oh, all the girls have just tuned out of our show.
Oh. Two where you should, one where you
yes.
could.
High five.
Yes.
Two in the baby maker, one in the brownie baker.
Oh. Two in the hootie, one in the blowfish.
And last and not least, and also my personal favorite.
This is so funny.
Two inside a woman's vagina, one inside a woman's rectum.
So, so yeah, that's the description of the shocker.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. So that's all for show 11. We hope you enjoyed it. We try to keep it somewhat short.
Yeah, and we'll try to get a hold of Duven, Chris, and Q when we can.
No, we still have yet to have a show with all of us.
All
on
five
it.
Of us.
And I don't even know if it'll work or what, but we'll see.
All
right. You can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com.
Oh, yes. And
you can email us at...
Yeah, I don't know this round.
You can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com. Check out our Frapper map. Vote for us on Podcast Alley if you're interested. Send us some money with our PayPal donation.
Right, because we get, what, 12 cents every month?
Well, that's our Google AdSense.
Google Ads? Okay.
Yeah, click on the ad at the top of the screen. Okay. I've still got that vidcast in the hopper.
Right.
I don't know when I'm going to get that out.
Yeah, and don't forget to call our hotline.
Definitely call our hotline at 206-20-EHEAD.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that'll be it. Our outro... Oh, nice timing.
Sorry, that was my cell phone, and it looks like that's my girlfriend, so... Hold on just a second. Hello? Hey. Okay, let me call you back. We're recording. All right, bye. All right, and that was me probably getting in trouble for having to call her back.
Well, I mean, you'll be calling her back in like 38 seconds.
Yeah.
Our outro song of the day is a band called Gentlemen Losers. The song's called Take Two. We hope you enjoyed our show. I'm Sloppy Dave. See you later.
This is Thud. See ya.
Doot-doot!
Take two. If you feel alone.